This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Oscar Mpo Ulele alongside C Black, Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. And I did mention that I'm going to be joined on the line by a dynamic producer, vocalist from a small township of Balfour in Mpumalanga. Man, I tell you, you cannot mention South African house music and leave out his name, right? With a new body of work that is out, he joins me on the line to share more on the project, Adventure Family. Please do help me welcome the one, the only, Siyabonga Skhondo, known professionally as C Black. My brother, C Black, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
How are you, King Pez? How are you?
Man, I'm good, man. Thank you so much, my brother, for taking out, you know, your time to come and join us on the show. Really, really do appreciate you.
My pleasure, sir.
Hola, my bro. So let's take it back to Balfour in Mpumalanga, man. How did growing up there influence your love for music?
Well, growing up there, it was a very beautiful thing, because now I got to be introduced to house by my late brother. Yeah. He was the one who's always bringing me the compilations. He was the one who actually introduced me to house music.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because at home, we grew up listening to, Steamer, Barbecue,
Sure. Yeah.
So
it was influenced by it.
All right.
I mean, also, Balfour is not, far away from Creole. And I think you know why I am making the connection. How did you meet and end up working with Oscar Mpo?
Oscar used to come to, there was this gig that was hosted on the 24th of December. He used to come there.
Okay.
Like, it was hosted by my cousin. So one time he came, and then I had a demo. I gave him a demo. And then in January, he listened to it in December, and then in January he was like, no, you should come, and then we'll work on something.
Wow.
And that was
there. Wow. Okay. All right. And I mean, I need to touch on this. You've never, came out and said what happened between the two of you guys. I mean, it has just been followers of the both of you. What actually happened? Are you guys cool? Would you work together again?
We're cool. I can say that. But I think we can never be enemies. We are cool. One thing that happened is I paid my school fees. They call it school fees.
Yeah, they do call it school fees, eh?
Yeah. That was my school fees. Yeah. But right. We're good.
Oh, okay. No, maybe in the future. We'll expect something from the both of you. You never know. You never know how life, pans out in the end of the day.
Hey.
You never know, my brother. But
nonetheless. You never know.
So on to exciting news, man. C Black, I mean, you have a new album out. It's called House Archives Volume 1. I mean, it features 20 tracks released last month and features a number of artists as well. Tell us about this project, man. What inspired it? How long has it been in the works, C Black?
From 2017. That's from 2017, 18, 19, till 2025. Yeah. Like, that's why I call it the archives, because it's work that has never been released. Yeah. It's work that has never been released. So now I'm starting a new compilation chain. So like, I want to feature as who I've been working with from way, way back. So it's guys that are, most of the guys that are there in the compilations are unknown.
Like
coming up here, they are still coming. So it's like me giving them a chance to showcase their work.
That is dope, man. The patience of that, like so far back till now. I mean, the title of the album makes sense now. I mean, those are real archives. Imagine just having those songs for such a long, long time.
Long time, yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
We're not even expecting it.
I'm sure.
from way, way, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you worked with a lot of people here. How do you choose, who to collab with and also ensure that your vision is aligned?
It's the guys who have been sending me something, like demos, and it's the guys who have been working with from way back.
Mm.
And the guys who I grew up with, most of the guys I've grew up with, they are from Mpumalanga.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know them on a personal level.
That is so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, giving people a chance as well, you know, to get the spotlight, get their work out there. I think that's also a good thing to do for these brothers, man, that you know that they have all this talent. And this is the only way.
Thinking about where I come from, like a small town, so like giving them a chance
to
come up. Like,
So now I need to put you on the spot. I mean, there's 20 tracks, but is there a track on there that's your most favorite?
My most.
I did say I'm putting you on the spot, my brother. So yeah, out of 20 tracks, you can only take one, just one.
I can only pick one.
Yeah.
It's for me. For me, like it's Angsakhoni.
Angsakhoni.
Yeah.
All right, that's like track number 19. Yo.
Angsakhoni.
All right. Okay. Okay. And which one almost, which one out of the 20 tracks, which one almost did not make the cut?
Shake Shake.
Oh, okay. And why is that?
I wasn't sure about it. Then they said I must really. I wasn't sure about it.
Mm.
I wasn't. But now I see people are receiving it well.
Yeah. So now, see, Black, to someone that has, you know, haven't heard the project yet, what would you like to say to that person?
I would say to them, let me take them to a journey. Like, I call my music a journey.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't listen to it in a rush. Like, it's a journey.
Yeah.
Shoot. In a journey to listen to a story. Like, I'm telling a story there. I'm trying to track a story.
Yeah.
That's why even the track listing and the track arrangement from 1 to 20, yeah. Like a gen. You should start from 1 to 20 and only listen to my gen.
Yeah, now you're making me want to take a road trip now because now I'm forced, you know. I need to have money for gas and whatnot because in Polokwane, USA is 5 minutes away, so I listen to one track every single day. It's not enough.
It's like 2 hours, 22 minutes.
Yo, no, now I must drive to Vendor.
2 hours, 22 minutes, yeah.
All right. My brother, before I let you go, man, I know you have a lot of fans out here also in the province, but to everyone else that is your fan, that is tuned in to the Capricorn Adventure, what would you like to say to them?
I really appreciate the support. Like, it's been rough, it's been a journey, but I really appreciate it. Everyone
has
been there for me.
Thanks. Thanks for starting. Yeah, no, that is so dope, man. My brother, thank you so much for, you know, taking your time to come and join us on the show. We really do appreciate you. All the best in your future endeavors. And congratulations on this beautiful body of work, man.
Thank you so much, Kim.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.